ETSU head football coach, VFL, one of my favorite people alive, Randy Sanders. Coach Sanders, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great, Eric. How are you doing?
We're surviving this,
way,
man.
You're one of my favorite people alive too. So, anyway,
I'm glad we got
that. Come on.
I'm glad we got that out there.
Sentimental and stuff. Yeah.
Tell me first off. Go ahead.
I still remember taking you to the airport in my white Ford pickup I had at that time, and feeling pretty good about our future with you as our quarterback. So I'll never forget that.
And I'll never forget you guys coming out and seeing me and sending Coach Fulmer out to see me and Coach Atkins out to see me and me picking Knoxville and then choosing to raise my family there. Kind of like you've done in moving, you know, I know you kind of bounced around all over the place when your girls were growing up, but you got back to the part of the country that you love more than anything, and that's God's country here in East Tennessee. What's it been like just to be back at ETSU, at ETSU, back to where you grew up at more or less? What's it been like to be back at ETSU?
Well, it's been great to be back. First of all, it's great to be back in East Tennessee. As you mentioned, it's home, and it's, I've lived some other places, and there's a lot of good places around the country, but I really like East Tennessee. I like the Four Seasons we have. I like the people. It's just a beautiful area. I was fortunate to get the opportunity to come back to ETSU. It's amazing how things work. You know, Coach Fisher takes a job at Texas A&M, and I was at a point in my career, I had no desire to go to Texas. I was ready to get back closer to home and not farther away. And Coach Torbush, you know, stepped down, retired, just about 2 or 3 days after Jimbo made the decision to go to Texas A&M. And fortunately, I was able to get involved and get this opportunity. And it's been a blessing. There's no question about it. I've been fortunate to work with some great people. I've got a great athletic director, a great president, great administrators around, and a lot of good young men. And we're excited about what we're trying to do here. We're not where we want to be yet with the program, but we're heading the right direction.
Coach Sanders, you're trying to bounce back and build off of last season. What has this period been like where your kids have had to go home and you're not real sure when you're going to have them back on campus? How does it affect a program like yours where you're trying to build something going forward with a lot of uncertainty out there?
Well, it affects everyone. There's no question. And first and foremost, you know, the safety of the kids, the safety of the public, and dealing with this pandemic we're going through, that's the first and most important concern that we have. But you know, we're just selfishly speaking, and speaking purely from a football standpoint, we're a young football team. I think we have 17 upperclassmen, juniors and seniors. Everyone else is freshmen and sophomores, so we're really, really young. And you know, spring practice is about players. It's not about the scheme. It's not about plays. It's about players, and young players need spring practice. Always, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about the freshmen and sophomores and trying to get them to understand what's expected of them and take the step and being ready to play 60, 70 plays a game as opposed to just spot duty here and there. And mm-hmm. not having it really is a blow to us, but, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, as I've always said, you control what you can control. This is not something that we can control, so we just got to figure out how to make the best of it going forward.
Talking with the VFL and current head coach of the ETSU Bucks, Randy Sanders. Coach, one of the things, you know, back when I came out, there were early enrollees. That wasn't really a thing. So, you know, it was get here in June, but I didn't even get here until July. And back then, you couldn't deal with the kids in the summertime, you know, for the most part. And yet we still were able to get a couple freshmen ready and to play quarterback here at the University of Tennessee. And I've always said this about you publicly when you get brought up, that I don't know that there's a better coach. And you did it at Florida State. You did it with Jameis Winston. You've done it with at Kentucky. You've done it a lot of different places. But you get players – ready to play at a young age. You know, Casey Clawson. I mean, you get guys ready to play that probably shouldn't be ready to play, as good or better than anyone I've seen in college football at any level. So it can be done. You talk about controlling what you can control. It can be done. You can get guys ready to play. And I mean, that would be something that I know you can't say this, but anybody listening who's got a kid ready or wants to get a kid ready, I mean, you're as good as there is getting young guys ready to play. So what's some of the stuff that how have you done that over your career? How do you get guys that are 18 years old, freshmen, don't know anything, ready to play at a high level?
Well, Eric, first, I appreciate you saying that. And it seems like I have a number of times in my career been put in situations where you had to get a young guy ready, a freshman, whether it's a redshirt freshman or a true freshman. But one thing I learned from Johnny Majors is you always get the talented guys on the field. You can get a talented guy experience. You can't get an experienced guy talent. So you have to find a way to get the talented guys on the field and get them in positions to do what they can do. First of all, you figure out what they can manage, what they can really handle. I remember when you were playing, there were a number of times I wanted to call certain plays, but I knew that you weren't quite ready for those plays yet. You know, you hadn't had enough practice reps, enough experience with them, and it was awfully tempting sometimes to step out of your comfort zone, but you can't do that with young guys, and you have to do what they're able to do and allow their talent to step forward. And I think that's one thing that I have to constantly remind myself with young guys, and I've had to do it throughout my career, is you do what they know, you do what they can function. It may not be the perfect play, but if they know it and they can execute it with confidence, then their talents and their abilities has a chance to come forward. And you know, that's one of the, getting back to spring practice, that's one of the great things about spring practice, if you have it with young guys, is you get to see what they really know, what they do well, and then you try to put them in positions to do what they do well as often as possible.
Coach Sanders, I was up with Tennessee softball a few weeks ago and saw the just what you guys have to work with at ETSU and the new stadium, and then having the ability to practice indoors, which is not something that a lot of your peers in FCS have the chance to do. But just seeing the whole Johnson City area and how all in they are on ETSU, how big can ETSU football be with a little bit of success to drive that?
Well, I think we have a really high ceiling here. That's one of the things that appealed to me about the job. You mentioned our facilities. We have a wonderful stadium. It's not the biggest stadium in the state by any means, but it's a great atmosphere on game day. We have probably the best indoor facility in FCS football from a practice standpoint. Having a dome where they actually used to play games, and we have the new field turf that we bought I guess the year before last. So we have the ability to go inside and practice. The weight room is phenomenal for our level. The locker rooms, everything we have that way is in place. Now we just have to continue with recruiting players, bringing in good players, coaching them, developing them, putting them in situations that they can handle, as we talked about before. And I've mentioned several times, if you can win a national championship at the FCS level in Statesboro, Georgia, or what Marshall did, or what Appalachian State did, and Boone, don't tell me you can't do it in Johnson City. There's no reason why we can't. It just takes a commitment from, obviously, the coaches, the administrators, the community, which I think we all have. And we just got to keep working, keep pushing, keep grinding, and I have no doubt that we can get there. And that's certainly our goal. Our goal is not to just be competitive and put on a good show for people, you know, on Saturdays during the season. We want to win championships here, and that's the reason I came here. And I know that was the commitment from our administrators when I got here, that we wanted to win championships. So that's what we're working about, and that's what we're trying to get done.
Talking with ETSU head football coach and VFL Randy Sanders, you know, one of the cool things and one of the reasons that I feel a connection to ETSU is, you know, dating back to our current athletic director at the University of Tennessee, mentor of yours and mine and a lot of people, but, you know, Philip Fulmer helping it get football back. And they get another Tennessee guy and Scott Carter to run the athletic department. And now they got another Tennessee guy and Randy Sanders coaching the football team. They got another Tennessee guy and Steve Forbes coaching the basketball team. There's a lot of University of Tennessee connections and people that are some of the best in the industry coaching and administrating. And you mentioned the community. I mean, yeah, it's all there, but I've always felt such a connection there because of, you know, the Philip Fulmer, Scott Carter, Steve Forbes, Randy Sanders. And it's just a really fun thing. I know you guys pay attention to a lot of everything going on here in Knoxville as well. And a guy that you coached and a guy that you coached with, Jay Graham, is back here in Knoxville. What do you think the University of Tennessee is getting in Jay Graham, bringing him back to UT?
Well, I think having Jay there, and let's not forget T. Martin, getting T. Martin back in Knoxville. You know, both those guys. So to me, one of the things that made the University of Tennessee special, obviously we had great leadership at the top with Coach Dickey and Dr. Joe Johnson, who was our president, and Coach Fulmer. But one of the things that made it special was we had a Tennessee graduate as a head coach. We had two Tennessee graduates as coordinators, and we had a lot of continuity. You remember when you played, there wasn't many new faces amongst the coaching staff. You know, Pat Washington.
No, that was one of the recruiting points from you and Coach Fulmer was we had the longest tenured staff in America when I was getting recruited.
Well, and we did. And the thing we had, Eric, that you probably felt, you know, that most young men, when they're choosing a school, they want to feel part of family. And we truly had a family. I can remember when Coach Fulmer's oldest daughter was born. You know, I can remember when his children were born. I remember had such a long history with John Chavis, with, Pat Washington, when he got married. And, you know, so we truly had a family. You know, our kids had grown up together. Our wives had often gone from girlfriends to wives, you know. And so there was just such a connection. And it made it a special place when, you know, you were coming out of Hillsboro, Oregon, looking for a place to go to school. You came on campus and you felt the bond. You felt that sense of family that we had. And I think getting guys back like Jay Graham and like T. Martin go a long ways towards building that back to where it needs to be. I think Coach Pruitt and what he's done and his staff, the turnaround they had last year was absolutely a great credit to the work they did, but the work the players put in. And, but I think the recruiting world, as competitive as it is, you have to have an edge. Everyone has nice facilities. A lot of programs have great tradition and great history, but there has to be that edge. And I think that family atmosphere was the edge we had for a number of years.
Coach Sanders, we really appreciate you giving us some of your time. I know it's an interesting time for coaches as you get on virtual recruiting and things like that. But we appreciate your time. We will definitely check in with you as the season gets closer here on the Eric Ainge Show. And glad we can do a little bit to help ETSU build the brand, because it is a special place. Having been there for a few days earlier this year, the support in that community is amazing, and we appreciate being a small part of it.
Well, I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to be on your show, and we are really, really proud of what we have here. We think we have a great situation, a great school. You get a good education. You enjoy your time here. Basketball, what Coach Forbes has done is phenomenal. Got opportunity to be around him, be around Brittany, Zell, and the rest of our coaches. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of excitement. We're looking forward to building this thing and seeing what we can do in the future. And we feel like we're on the right track. We just got to keep going.
When everything clears up, I'll be up there. Until then, give everybody hugs from me, and we look forward to talking to you soon again, Coach.
Great. Eric, thank you.